by forced nationalism that shows the power of the people to force government to retract from their anti-people's policy if people resist those policies. That's my first reaction, as well against the background of the recent nationwide protest. The government is highly unpopular. They know this. And also, the idea behind the bill, in first instance, is to further stifle the democratic space. The bill is evil, draconian. If it has been passed, it will make Nigeria to be like a country where democracy does not have a place. And of course, it's a bill that wants to criminalize dissent. They want to criminalize right to freedom of assembly, and they want to criminalize the right to freedom of expression. And that's what the bill want to achieve.
If you look at it on the surface, before it was withdrawn, the speaker, some of his ideas were that if you destroy a national symbol or refuse to recite the national anthem, there will be consequences. Don't you think they are good?
No, national symbol, it does not have any based in reality, because it's not a common feature in Nigeria for national symbol to be destroyed, so that there's no basis for it in the first instance. On the last anthem, you cannot force people to recite an anthem, because people are not happy. This is a country that flows with the majority are living in mass poverty. Not that Nigeria don't love the country, they do, but that they're not happy with the ruling elite, which also impose an anthem on them, because they just exhumed an old anthem, brought it back as a new one. And that's why, as a protest, many Nigerians don't recite it as a form of protest against the government. And of course, at the last national protest, at protest grant, people used to recite the now old national anthem as a symbol of protest or resistance against the government, which has further impoverished them, despite the enormous wealth of Nigeria.
Do you agree with the speaker in withdrawing the bill? He says that he doesn't want to be a part of anything that disrupt the peace and unity of Nigeria.
Already was part of it. You know, he's the Speaker of the House, the number three element in the government. He would have conceived the bill, for instance, without the support of the top echelon, the hierarchy of the government, including President Tinubu. Which, of course, its response to the last protest showed that there's a burgeoning dictatorship in Nigeria. Of course, because of resistance against that, on social media, and also it means that that can translate to another mass protest on the ground. That's why he withdrew it. In the first instance, it's evil to have conceived, in the first instance, such a deal that wants to criminalize dissent, that wants to criminalize freedom of expression and freedom of assembly.